So, Shiloh, we're talking about politics right now, and there's something in the U.S. called red states and blue states. Could you explain a little bit what they are?
Yeah, Adria. A red state in the United States is a state which is dominated by Republicans. There are two large political parties. There's the Democrats and the Republicans. And the Democrats are blue and the Republicans are red. Also, there are animals which identify what party you're from. The Democrats are donkeys and Republicans are elephants. And I don't know the history behind that. That's kind of weird, but it's kind of funny as well. But I'm from a red state, which is an elephant state.
Yeah, I'm also from largely a red state, though we have blue enclaves inside that state.
So, what do you think? Right now, we have two major political parties in the United States, the Democrats and the Republicans, and they're always fighting against each other. And the bureaucracy and the politics always seem to be between parties instead of between issues. Do you think that this is a big problem? Do you think it's getting any better? What do you think about that?
Oh, I definitely think that there's quite a gridlock in the US political system because of like the very strong-lined two-party system. And in the Senate especially, there's not enough, between party negotiations going on. Everybody stays with their party instead of, doing what's best for your state or for your people. So, for instance, with healthcare, Senator McConnell is Kentucky's representative, but what's best for Kentucky might actually be nationalized healthcare because how many poor people we have and pregnant 13-year-olds and but I think that he just sticks with the Republican ideals without actually trying to see is this better for my people or not.
I
So.
see. And what do you think about talk radio shows and television? It seems like talk radio shows, political radio shows, are always bashing the opposition instead of talking about what is important. Do you think that this, I think that this contributes to inter-party feuds, and I don't think it helps anything because what you wind up listening to is just argument against a party instead of argument against position.
I agree with that. So I try to, follow news that's a little more between the lines. Maybe I listen to something called National Public Radio or NPR,
I love NPR.
and it's a little liberal leaning, definitely. But I mean, I recognize the liberal leaning, and I also get outside news sources from like BBC. That way, they're not caught up in that whole two-party system. They're looking at it from a different perspective. So, what about you? What do you watch or listen to?
I watch the BBC a lot because they focus more on international politics. Although I think the BBC focuses a little too much on African politics and not everywhere else in the rest of the world.